After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came to his hometown. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor such evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to man. The Gospel of the Lord.
God calls people out of their daily life in order to speak His word. word to his people. To be a prophet is an action, not a position. To be a prophet is a matter of God's calling, and if you and I choose, we respond to his call. That should sound familiar. Our Lady, the Queen of Peace, always finishes her messages with, "Thank you for having responded to my call." Our Gospel tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. We know this. Through her, Jesus shares our humanity. Our Catholic teaching tells us that Jesus came not only to reveal the truth about God, but also to reveal to us the truth about ourselves. And today's Gospel message is surprising teaching that human beings have the authority for the forgiveness of sins. Now, in our Catholic faith, we believe that priests have been given the power to forgive sins because the Lord gave that responsibility to his apostles at the resurrection, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whosever sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. Whosever sins you retain, they are retained." But what about the most of us who are not priests? If we look at the Gospel again, it says that the paralyzed man was brought to Jesus. This man could not go to Jesus on his own power. He could be weak or sick or injured, it doesn't matter. He could be shy or humiliated or too full of pride as well. The fact is, he couldn't go to Jesus on his own. Other people had to bring them before the Lord. The most beautiful part of the Gospel, where we are concerned right now, it says that when Jesus saw their faith, the faith of the friends who brought him to Jesus, he says to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." So in your faith and in your love, I ask you to bring people who are paralyzed with fear or shame or pride, bring all those people you know to the Lord. If you don't believe your faith is strong enough, then like the Gospel says, get three of your friends to help. And if the one you love really weighs heavy on your heart, get four, five, or six, it doesn't matter. Get help to pray for the person who can't go to the Lord by themselves. Just trust in the love and the mercy of God that when Jesus sees your faith, he will say to the one you bring before him, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." And notice that Jesus is the one who heals. We only arrange the meeting. We must not act like Satan, who accuses us before God and makes us want to hide and shame. Instead, tell other people about God's mercy. For all who acknowledge or confess their sins will be forgiven. But let me caution you in your work for the reconciliation of God. Talk first to God about man before you talk to man about God. In this way, the grace of God will always go before you. Success in reconciliation is not won by convincing argumentation, but through God's love and God's mercy. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Now, if you and I live the messages from Our Lady, we can be a convincing prophet of God by calling others to conversion so that they can have peace. And so, I will close with these reflections on the messages of Our Lady. Pray from your heart for your brothers and sisters. Pray the rosary as a defense or protection for them, because we all suffer from attacks from the evil ones. Offer the Holy Mass as healing remedy for the past wounds from others, or even if they have injured themselves, because our God is the living God of history. I ask you to do penance, not only for your own sins, but in charity. Do penance for others. Jesus on the cross shows us that the suffering of the innocent will save the guilty. Lead others to conversion, tells us that regular confession will be healing medicine for the ills of our society. And if you and I walk in the way of peace, others will want what you have. Or if that person is particularly violent, your peace will begin to bother them so much, out of curiosity, they will investigate why you're acting so weird. Fast forward. As you make room in your life for God, the other people will open up their lives to God as well. And when you and I fast in prayer, you create a space that only God and His mercy can fill. Finally, if you are living our Lady's messages, peace will be the truest sign that you and I are ministers of reconciliation. Inner peace is first found when you and I are reconciled with God. God will forgive the sins of our past if we ask. And when you and I respond to that grace of forgiveness, we forgive the past sins of others. And if you and I live this inner reconciliation with God, that will lead to peace in our families. Because God calls who receive mercy to in turn be merciful to others. And as you and I hear Our Lady constantly calling us to go to the Holy Mass, you are answering the call to be one with her Son. If you and I truly listen and not only hear the word of God, we are looking for a way, the way, that the word can make a difference in our lives. The word of God doesn't enter into one ear and out the other without stopping. Rather than listening to the word of God, it comes into our ears and into our hearts and it stays. It doesn't leave at all. When we receive Holy Communion, just as Mary made Jesus one with us and brought him into the world through her humanity, we are called to bring Jesus into our daily lives, through our human lives. And when we live this communion with our Lord, we who receive the Prince of Peace are called to become peacemakers. May the word of the gospel be proclaimed by how we live. For we have not only given the authority to forgive sins as the body of Christ, we are called to make it happen. May the Queen of Peace, who formed Jesus in her womb, form Jesus in our hearts as we live for messages. Amen. Amen. Please stand for the prayer.